Welcome to the Smart Investing Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education and awareness initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.
Hello and welcome to another episode of PGIM Smart Investing, a Money and Me investor education initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund. This is a show where expert insights meet everyday financial wisdom to help you make better, smarter money decisions. Well, in today's session, as investors grapple with recent market volatility and global uncertainty, Ravi Samalad joins Lisa Barbora to unpack what's been driving the equity market correction. Together, they will discuss the impact on individual portfolios, the role of SIPs during volatile phases, and how investors can think about asset allocation and long-term decision-making in times like these. Over to you, Ravi.
Thanks, Jude. Welcome to Smart Investing Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing what some of you might be worried about. If you checked your portfolio recently, chances are that it hasn't been a good experience. Since the start of 2026, equity markets were down in the range of 13 to 14%, and now thankfully they are recovering. So naturally, questions are coming up. What is happening in the markets? Well, we are not trying to predict markets here or trying to time the bottom. It's about understanding your own risk, staying disciplined, and aligning your investment with your goals. So if the correction is making you uneasy and you're wondering what is the next step, let's get into it. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Ravi. Good to be back.
So Lisa, we understand that the market is correcting due to the ongoing war, but I think the Indian markets were in a consolidation phase even before the war started. So can you just explain what's, you know, happening in the markets right now?
Yeah, I mean, this is really going to be the main question on everyone's mind, you know, what is going on with the markets? Some of it has settled in the last week or so, but the volatility is still quite high. Well, we know that the uncertainty from this conflict of choice between the US and Israel on one side and Iran on the other has been the trigger for the immediate correction. So armed conflicts like this cause a lot of upheaval, you know, across countries and economies which aren't a part of it as well. But for this particular one, it is directly impacting the global economy. As we all know, trade has slowed down because of the strait and, you know, oil prices have spiked up. So that impacts really everybody. However, this is just the trigger. What we do know is that the domestic equity market was in what we call a neutral to overvalued zone for the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. Returns were being made in select stocks and sectors, but at a market level, the Nifty 50 was moving in a very narrow kind of 5 to 10% range since the peak of, you know, 2024. This happened because continuous buying, we saw that fall in March 2020 in related to COVID. There was continuous buying meant that broadly stock prices had overshot what we call reasonable value. In comparison, economic growth and corporate earnings growth had not kept pace, albeit on all fronts, there is growth, but it's not just not at the same pace as the market was moving up. To answer the question of what is going on, India's corporate fundamentals are still strong. But risks driven by global events have meant that the market has become scared of what lies ahead.
Yes, I think you are right. And that's partly the reason why FIIs were exiting in the Indian markets. But Lisa, there are different kinds of investors. Many investors, you know, who would have been, you know, invested, say, 10 years back, and most of them would have, you know, equity heavy portfolio, versus some investors might be having diversified portfolio like other asset classes like gold, silver, which have done well. So can we talk about what would happen, you know, to some of the portfolios of investors and how they should approach the market?
Absolutely. So clearly, equity heavy portfolios will take a hit in this period. And what's also happened since COVID is that there are many retail investors who are now invested in equity markets who were not there earlier. For mutual funds, the monthly SIP book has gone up from around 6,000, 7,000 crores a month in FY 2021 to more than 30,000 crores a month now. So that's the force of inflows from domestic investors that's coming into the market. Newer SIPs, started in the last 2-3 years actually may not be seeing any positive returns, because for 2/3 of the time, the market was going up, right? And incremental SIPs were getting invested at higher levels. Now, with the fall in equity prices, this accumulation done at a higher price will have a lower notional value. Remember the, previously when we were, to your first question, I had said that the market was very range bound. So even if it was going up, the fall will bring those prices down. Overall, if your portfolio has only equity, the notional losses will look higher. If you have a mix of investments like term deposits, debt funds, PPF, EPF, gold, and so on, the notional portfolio loss will not be as alarming as a 100% equity portfolio. So those are the two ways in which your portfolio is impacted. Recent equity investments and SIPs will be in the red. A well-diversified portfolio would probably still be in green thanks to the stellar rise in gold prices. So this is a good time actually to remind yourself that equity investing is really a 7 to 10 year process. And the longer you remain invested, the better it is.
Yeah, I think diversification helps, and we should not avoid other asset classes like debt, silver, gold, and other traditional assets. So you mentioned about SIPs. So will SIPs help in the current market since the market has been falling? So what's your approach right now?
Okay, so an SIP started in a Nifty 50 index fund, the most kind of basic low cost way to access the market, say 3 years ago, would show you probably around flat returns right now, little up, little down, depending on what your exact NAV was. So you feel like you made nothing, right? The 5-year return in the same fund would be around, 6-odd%, could be a little bit here or there. You will have a lot of people telling you that fixed deposits would have performed better in this period. Well, it's an incorrect comparison to make and inaccurate in terms of post-tax return. Anyway, point is that equity investing is not a linear outcome like deposits, where the interest is known and fixed. In equity investing, there will be volatility. Your job as an investor is to ride that entire cycle of 7 to 10 years. Why? Because that's the only way that you will get to invest at lower prices as well. There is data published by one of the media houses in an article I read online. They have showcased the correction at various, during various armed conflicts in the last 30 odd years, right from the Iraq war to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The data shows that markets do respond to such uncertainty led by war negatively. However, over a period of just 6 months from the lowest point, the recovery can be anywhere between 15% to kind of 60-65%. Unless you remain invested, the benefit of this recovery, right, will be lost, and you would have booked losses because you panicked or because you were not patient enough. Similarly, any major correction in the markets driven by any other reason is followed by recovery and prices going beyond the previous peak in 2 to 5 years. Recovery for SIP investors or regular investors is usually faster because you continue to invest even at lower prices. What you should do is check the quality of your equity investments and your SIP funds. Stay invested and continue SIPs in the good quality funds and filter out the funds where performance has been consistently lagging benchmark returns for a longer period of time.
Yes, you are right. I think what we have seen during COVID also, that markets have recovered swiftly, and it's more about your behavior that decides the returns. So what you're saying is essentially investors should not do anything. Is that right?
Absolutely. But also what we are saying is to continue to invest. So that is not really not doing anything, but do the investment. Don't stop your regular monthly equity investments. If you must do something active, filter out the poor performers from your portfolio. But be sure to replace equity exposure with equity. Don't redeem from a lagging equity fund and invest in a fixed deposit. This is also a good time to realign your portfolio if it was not diversified enough. You may be sitting on some losses in equity, and you may have realized that you needed to have a more kind of diversified portfolio with fixed return investments or gold in your portfolio. You might as well do that realignment now when you can book, say, losses in equity and write that off against capital gains in the future.
Right. I think it's a good time to, you know, rebalance your portfolio and remove the underperformers in your portfolio. Since I think many investors might also be, you know, sitting on the sidelines, you know, waiting for the markets to correct even more, or someone might be thinking of when to enter the market. So would you advise entering now, like incrementally investing higher amounts now, or should investors stagger their investments?
So, you know, from a technical perspective, yes, of course, a 15% correction historically is a good point to start incrementally increasing equity investments. Funds which have like dynamic asset allocation to assets would have started to shift towards adding equity. This is harder to do for individual investors. They may not have the conviction or the ability to hold if the markets fall more, and you know, anything can happen, really. They may not have what we call also dry powder or idle cash to buy more equity to increase it incrementally. They may not be able to stagger out this purchase across a few months at least if they don't have that extra cash. Moreover, individuals and families have many goals, right? Fund managers, on the other hand, are only trying to beat their benchmark. So really, for individual investors, the answer to whether they should add more equity incrementally will depend on what their goals look like for the next 2 to 3 years. Equity market corrections can continue for 2 years or even more than that. And if there are important goals on the horizon, then better to keep incremental funds in a lowest risk option, right? So for individual investors, the primary lens has to be their own goals. You cannot add risk like equity without checking in on those.
Right. I think your investment horizon and your risk appetite should ideally decide your asset allocation. And I think, you know, hybrid funds like multi-asset and BAFs are, you know, best fit in this market. Lastly, Lisa, what is your approach to asset allocation right now? You know, gold and silver have given good returns in the recent past. So many investors might want to chase the best performing asset class. So how should one approach asset allocation right now?
So as discussed earlier, if you're not well diversified, you can attempt that shift now. But asset allocation rebalance is not just something to be looked at during corrections. About 6-8 months ago, your equity allocation would have reached the boundary you set for it thanks to the gains in equities. This is a good indication to rebalance the amount. So you could have done it then as well. So say you want to keep a equity allocation of, you know, 60%, and there is a prolonged market rally which takes it up to 65%. Then bring it down to 60 by booking some profits and reinvesting it in an alternate asset, say like gold or, you know, something in fixed income, but something other than equity kind of risk. That's why one can look at adding incremental amounts to equity now, because if in the correction your allocation to this asset has reduced, then you can add more, provided, of course, you have some, what we said, dry powder. But also any addition to assets should ideally be done in a staggered manner. Break up the lump sum and invest small portions every month for the next 6 to 12 months. This is going to smoothen out your risk curve. Leave the heavy risk taking and timing to professional fund manager.
Yeah, Lisa, it's a great time to rebalance our portfolios and buy into dips if you have the dry powder, you know. So I think we have covered most ground today, and I would just like to summarize my 5 key takeaways. So global headwinds have caused the immediate fall, but the additional reason is that Indian equities had been stretched on valuation for years, like you said, and corporate fundamentals remain intact. It's uncertainty that is impacting the markets. SIP and lump sum investment made in the last 2 years are likely to yield flat or negative returns, while diversified portfolios could be holding better due to allocations like debt and gold. So this highlights why diversification really matters. And like you said, equity investing is not a linear approach. History shows that war-led and fear-driven corrections are always followed by strong recoveries within months or to a few years. So staying invested is essential to benefit from this rebound. So this is not a do-nothing movement. like you said, continue your SIPs in good quality funds, review your portfolio, and use this phase to really clean up and strengthen your portfolios. And finally, this correction could technically be a good buying zone for many investors. So individual investors must look at their own near-term goals, their liquidity and risk tolerance, and invest according to their goals, you know, and maybe consult a good trusted financial advisors to select funds. And incremental investing and disciplined asset allocation can matter more than, you know, timing the market. So Lisa, with this, we come to the end of this episode, and we sincerely hope that our listeners have benefited from this conversation. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing your valuable insights.
Thanks, Ravi. You know, investing is really simple, but you have to remain focused on what is required for your portfolio and keep the market noise aside.
Yes, I think your behavior also matters more than anything else in deciding your future returns. We'll see you in the next episode soon.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
You are listening to the Smart Investing Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education and awareness initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.